Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative.
Today I'm going to do a topic on the difference between retrograde and direct. A lot is going on this week, astrologically speaking, and I'm sure a lot of you may feel a change in vibrations that's going on around the world and in your home, in your life, in your car, even maybe in the bathroom, whatever. But actually, so much is going on that if this was going to be a week you were going to try to prove astrology worked, it might be a really good time to try to show people the difference in vibrations. The Earth is going through a magnetic field change. Whenever planets start going direct motion or retrograde from our point of view, whenever planets change signs, then it seems that the Earth and all the beings that live on this planet are affected by that magnetic change. Now, today's focus is going to be on direct motion and retrograde. I'll tell you why. Because Mercury is going retrograde, and because at 12:12 this morning I was up for it, just after midnight, Saturn went direct in Capricorn, and late afternoon on Saturday night, Uranus went direct in Capricorn. So we had two major planets, Uranus and Saturn, going direct. They have been retrograde for quite some time, and Saturn and Mercury going retrograde, with Venus going into Scorpio at 5:23 in the morning tomorrow morning. All of this happening within about 80 hours. That's a lot of stuff going on astrologically. First of all, let's define the difference between retrograde and direct motion, okay? From the Earth's point of view, as we are looking up in the sky and trying to follow the planets, all the planets actually go in one direction and follow the 12 signs of the zodiac that we also know as the ecliptic. Okay, they go in one direction. All the planets rise in the east and they set in the west. Okay, and that way, if you had a telescope or if you went outside, you can watch the planets as they follow a certain circle or a certain line of orbit around the sun and from the Earth's point of view. Well, if you were an astronomer or an astrologer and actually pinpointed the locations of these planets, you would note that they all follow each other, number one. And number two, you would also note that sometimes, because the Earth's orbit is in a strange angle to the planet that we are observing, that planet will appear to be backing up in that sign instead of going forward from our point of view from east to west. That's the direction the planets move through space. Now, in the Earth's shift, you know, when the Earth does reach its point in orbit, when it does go faster than the planet we're observing, then that planet is known or said to be going retrograde. It's not really backing up, but from our point of view, if as far as location is concerned, if we tracked it, we'd have to track it through space backwards. All right, and then eventually the Earth's orbit catches up with that planet, and that planet appears to be going forward in space again, and that's what we call direct motion. Now, astrologically, retrograde and direct motions are two very important issues that we must understand in order to understand astrology, okay? Because understanding when planets go retrograde and understanding when they go direct and understanding what that means, and I want to tell you one thing for sure. The moon and the sun can never go retrograde. And the north node of the moon is always backing up, going retrograde, okay? That's one point you should know. The moon and the sun never go retrograde, and also the north node is always, and the south node are always retrograde. Okay, that's an important point. But basically, astrologically speaking, when a planet is going backwards from our point of view or retrograde, it loses some of its punch, okay? It loses some of its vibration, and depending on what that planet means, it's almost like we are missing a certain type of energy on Earth. Now, the Mercury retrograde is felt the most because Mercury is a planet that controls communications, okay? And it also controls interpretations, reasoning capacities, and the ability to perceive things like relationships, gather facts, and also A lot of the Mercury situations involved mechanical things and technology and motors and engines and such. Now, when Mercury goes retrograde today at 157, we can expect indecision and changes in plans because all people mentally are affected by a really strange vibration from the Mercury retrograde that will continue. And the only people that will benefit from the Mercury retrograde will, in fact, be people that were born during the Mercury retrograde period, who normally are a little off synchronization anyway, not to say that they're weird, but they can be. And usually this is the time of the year when Mercury goes retrograde where everybody else acts like they do normally. So things seem to be okay. Now, Mercury will remain retrograde all the rest of this month until the 3rd of next month at 4:48 p.m. when it finally will change and go back to direct motion. So that's major point of this topic number one. And also, just a few other things about the Mercury retrograde that I think you should know about is that if you plan any new beginnings of any kind, and I want you to know this show was established during a Mercury retrograde period on purpose, because Mercury retrograde is a very challenging period, and it also it forces creativity, and it forces a lot of thinking, and it also brings about great rewards when challenges are finally conquered, okay? And usually during the Mercury retrograde period, more caution, more orderly thinking, and less impulsiveness are important. It's also a good time for research, planning, examination of resources, and completion of projects already begun. So I'm kind of glad that KFOX is setting up their new equipment and will finish completion during the Mercury retrograde period, which is good. That's what happened to this show. We started this show, of course, before the retrograde period and completed the project when Mercury went retrograde. So that's what we like to do. And avoid beginning brand new items, extremely new ideas, birthing ideas when Mercury's retrograde, unless you have Mercury retrograde in your chart. That could be a little strange and knock some of the communication punch out of the idea. Talk about communication problems. And Mercury retrograde is similar to a moon wobble, but it's much more severe. Okay, it's much more severe as far as everyone feeling it, and especially Geminis and Virgos and people with Gemini and Virgo planets really losing their grasp, because they're normally into efficiency and details, and when Mercury goes retrograde, it seems like everything hits the fan. A lot of things break down. You don't want, of course, buy a brand new or a used car during this period unless you have Mercury retrograde in your chart. There can be delays in business matters, especially those concerned with communications. And also, when Mercury is retrograde, it's important to give greater attention to accuracy, details, and daily routine, because errors are more likely, especially when it comes to figures. Now, as far as purchases go, I'd say anything under $1,000, you're safe. And what we're talking about with purchases are material purchases. And it doesn't mean that everything you're going to buy is going to be faulty. It just means there's a slightly higher percentage of mechanical difficulties associated with the Mercury retrograde, because the vibration affecting Earth is sort of reduced. Okay, now at the same time Mercury is going retrograde, what is weird is that the two planets in Capricorn that have been kind of withholding their major impact on this planet decide to go direct motion within 24 or 30 hours of each other, which is a critical occurrence. I'll tell you why. Because when you're talking about two large planets like Saturn and Uranus, oftentimes with three planets like Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, all going retrograde at the same time, even though people might think that they have it bad, okay, even though they think that things might be weird, you really do have it much better sometimes when planets like that are in a sign, even if they're square planets or opposed planets in your chart, while they're retrograde. It's like I always look at planets direct and retrograde as the direct motion is the actual punch, and the retrograde is the person pulling their arm back before they give you the punch, okay? So if you look at retrograde direct in a symbolic way, the direct motion is being hit, and the retrograde motion is like an opposite energy or pull back, okay? Now, with Uranus and Saturn both direct motion, a lot of people that have been sitting in a confused state, especially especially those of you, and I've talked about this for months now, those of you with early cardinal planets in Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, if there's been unresolved situations in your life, in your career, and your relationships, situations that have been put on hold or postponed, procrastination in your life, legal matters, business matters, insurance, things to do with the DMV, with the IRS, well, what's ever been put on postponement when these planets are retrograde, now that Saturn and Uranus are both direct, is when we do get hit with the karma. It's almost like the hint of the karma is being prepared when they are retrograde. But now that Saturn and Uranus are direct, and both these planets are karmic lords, Saturn is the karmic lord planet, and Uranus is the grand awakener, or the shocker, okay? And frankly, I have been sort of dreading the Uranus direct motion because it will oppose my Venus coming up here, and I've already felt that last night. And it also is, Saturn is square my Neptune. So, you know, it's an extremely karma cautious time, I would call it, because whereas a lot of people postpone drastically changing their lives or making choices or processing people, what happens is they finally make the choices and the decisions, and the karma strikes when these planets go direct motion, okay? And relationships are severely affected by this, right? And so is career. A lot of these people, these kids out there that are turning 30 and 29, they're having their Saturn returns that you've been waiting and waiting and waiting for Saturn to go direct. Now, the karma behind the Saturn return is going to be in focus and should become very, very real what the pain is, if any, because now Saturn is direct motion. And the bugger behind all of this that really should shake up the apple cart is that yet again, in another few days, okay, very, very shortly, Neptune, the third planet that's been retrograde in Capricorn, will also go direct motion the 21st of this month at 12:06 a.m., okay? And actually, there'll be a Cancer moon starting that day, too. So I'm expecting that week to be a critical focus for actually international affairs. And we can also watch in the news a lot of choices that have been withheld or postponed that can be drastic situations that could affect people's lives and whole nation's upstanding and everything. We do find the karma strikes not only on a personal level, but also on an international level. So the planets help us judge the timing of when critical situations will occur. The planets help us understand the focus of the timing when people will, you know, if somebody's been thinking about firing us, well, they might wait without knowing it until Mercury or Saturn or Uranus or Neptune goes direct, and then we get our papers. If someone is planning to evict us or break up with us, or if somebody would be considering changing a relationship or a friendship or a residence, well, oftentimes the timing is postponed until the planets go direct motion. So what I'm saying here is that with Uranus and Saturn, and then soon Neptune, all going direct within a 1 week period, it's almost like time itself is going to be sped up for the Christmas season. And even though those of you who have lots of Earth, lots of Virgo and Taurus in your chart will benefit greatly from this motion, because a lot of you that have been waiting for something good to happen in your lives, now that Uranus and Saturn and Neptune are direct motion, if you do have Venus or Mars in Virgo or Taurus, or Moon rising in Virgo or Taurus early, you're going to pick up those direct motion trines, which are very powerful, very exciting, and also very success-oriented. The rest of us, and reminding you that there is nothing bad in astrology, okay? Astrology is a humanistic cosmic science which analyzes the energies of this dimension and helps us interpret cycles and timing and choices situations. So usually what is being asked here and what we are concerned with when we focus on this sort of stuff is we find out what we need to let go of. It's almost like a surgeon looking at an X-ray who might find a problem on a body or in someone's structure in their health vehicle that something needs to be removed. Sometimes that when we identify the obsession depression are when we identify the negative energy in our life that sometimes we may not embrace during retrograde periods. When planets go direct, it becomes quite obvious what part of our lives we need to let go of, we need to process, we need to make a peace with and send off into the light. So that, you know, I like direct motion transits because it gives us an opportunity. It gives us a major opportunity to find out in our lives where the maintenance is needed, and also it gives us the opportunity to deal with it and embrace it and process it and maintain whatever that is. Okay? Now, I want you to be aware that some people are going to be really hit hard with these direct motion transits and the Mercury retrograde. The people that are going to be hit the hardest, okay, and I want you to know that Mercury retrograde right now is in Libra. Okay, so Mercury is going to be backing up and re-squaring Saturn and Uranus, which are now direct in Capricorn, and then also squaring Neptune right now, of course. But the point is that people with early cardinals, a lot of you have Neptune in Libra, born in the 40s. Early Libra, I'd say the entire decade of the 1940s have Neptune in Libra, and many of you early on have Saturn in Cancer, so you're affected by this in the 40s. In the 50s, a lot of you also still have Neptune in Libra, although it's late, but many of you with the early 50s have Uranus in Cancer. Okay? So you are also affected by this, especially those of you who turn 39 and 40. So I would say most people that are between, I'd say, maybe 30 and 40 years old right now, maybe 28 to 30, because those folks that are 28 have Saturn and Capricorn. And anyone out there that have any planet, Sun, Moon, Rising, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, or Neptune, in Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, will be people that will be at the focal point of this transit. Now, that makes up about 87 or 90% of all people you know. And those of us with Cancer planets, well, you know, the symptoms of this effect usually are oversensitivity, irritability, moodiness, temperament, and impulsive emotional changes. Usually when you have Cancer planets, you don't forget. You have a lot of buttons emotionally that can be pressed. And usually these transits that occur that oppose our Cancer planets trigger memories that are not so fond and create anger and hostility and emotional vibrations that need to be processed and channeled and dumped. So a lot of people probably may need to seek therapy or meditate during this period to control that energy and that anger and that emotionalism. And, you know, those people with Aries planets, frankly, you'll be overdoing things, burning things out, resorting to baby-type attitudes and childhood mistakes and childhood memories that might not be so fond. And also, a stubborn quality for people with Aries planets occurs. And frankly, those people with Libra planets during this transit are the ones affected, I think, the most because of Mercury and Libra squaring all these retrograde and direct planets. Relationships, okay, and dreams, because Neptune's involved, expectations, illusions, delusions, and drugs and alcohol issues, okay, because Neptune's involved, and also spiritual issues are in focus, and frankly, you cannot expect your relationships to remain normal or the same during this period. You know, you if you want to be smart, then you can expect the unexpected, and when it comes down, instead of feeling regret or remorse or feeling bad or guilty about it, well, it's a lot better to say, well, Farley Maller has told me that this period of Uranus and Neptune and Saturn direct in Capricorn and Mercury retrograde, which will occur for the next 3 to 4 weeks, and the Uranus, Neptune, and Saturn in Capricorn all going direct for many months, and mostly all of them opposing Jupiter in Cancer. And as they say, and the world will never be the same again. This is a very volatile period in Earth history, and you're right. It is a period of an incredible war potential. That's why I'm glad that there's glasnost in the Soviet Union, and why I'm also glad that the United States and Russia are pretty much a lot friendlier now than they've ever been. I don't I don't feel that's the threat, though. I feel the threat is in another place, maybe with the drug barons or maybe in the Middle East. But I do feel that, that with all these planets direct in Capricorn, and most of them oppose Jupiter in Cancer for about 6 months, that we will find so many people in our lives having drastic changes occur in their lives. The funny thing about karma, and the interesting about karma, which I love, is if you don't do your homework, and if you don't fix the machine, then the machine breaks down, okay? And this is the time to maintain the machine. What we're being asked here is to retain a spiritual attitude. What we're really being asked here up close is to protect the body, protect the temple, nurture the body with good vibrations, nurture the mind with positive attitudes and thoughts, avoid compulsions, impulsions, avoid obsessions and selfishness. This is not a time to actually be greedy or selfish or bossy or arrogant. You know, this is a time where instant karma takes effect. And if you mess up, then you get hit. Sometimes you usually get hit really hard. Insurance companies should be battered with a ton of accident reports because Uranus is involved. The breakup and divorce rate should skyrocket because Uranus is involved. A lot of people are subject to career problems, and the stock market itself is even subject to yet a further major correction because Saturn in Capricorn affects the careers of a lot of very wealthy people right now. So the American economy is now in focus during this transit. And also, you know, we are dealing with a lot of vibrations out here that are unpredictable, mainly because Neptune's involved, which is an interdimensional planet, Uranus is involved, which is a shocker, and Saturn is involved, which is karma, okay? So, you know, considering Neptune the illuminator, and Uranus the awakener, and Saturn the teacher, you know, we are all subject to some massive changes going on in our lives at this time. And the best thing to do, and the reason why this show exists, is to let you, the audience, know about this period in Earth history, which is a very volatile period astrologically. And obviously, if you're having children during this time with the Jupiter in Cancer opposed Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune direct in Capricorn, these kids are going to be extremely sensitive and very powerful. probably some of the more powerful children born in a decade or so. So that's pretty interesting. And also at the same time, if you're beginning anything new during this period, or if you're getting married during this period, or if you're buying a house or doing anything that's big because of all these effects, all I can say is welcome to the Twilight Zone, because now you one day soon probably you will know and finally understand the incredible challenge and the karma involved with having Jupiter in Cancer, opposition Uranus, Saturn, and Neptune direct motion in Capricorn in these entity charts that we are creating from new beginnings. Now, you may be married or living with someone or have a best friend that has a chart right in the middle of all this, which means if you know anyone with a 6, a 7, or an 8 cardinal degree, then there's a focus on that, because with Jupiter at 7 Cancer, Saturn at 7 cap, and Neptune at 9 cap, and Uranus at 1 cap, people with planets at 7, 8, or 9 cardinals, even 10, are real focused on this karma, which means if they make any mistakes in their life right now, they're going to be offered a choice for a major correction almost instantly. Now, you know, the worst thing you can do during this transit is resist the lesson. One thing I love about life is that life is like a college or a university, and the longer we live it, the more you should become aware that the reason why we are here is because it's a learning experience. And we are down here to learn and to grow and to adjust. And if you come down here and take one subject or one lesson too personal, or take one subject or two lesson too much to heart and don't let go, well, then you'll never graduate that course. You'll never overcome that grade or that lesson that you're meant to go through, and then your growth, your overall growth process, will be postponed. So, you know, and you can fight it because it's your life, it's your karma, and if you're someone that is going through something big in your life right now, then you'll know what I'm saying. You'll be sitting there going, Farley, I'm aware that what you're saying here is true, and I'm aware that that it does apply to me, and I'm aware that there's some big changes happening in my life, and I'm also aware that now is the time for me to assume some courage to allow me to take my life by the horns and make the adjustments and the adaptations and the changes and the metamorphoses that are required in order for me to be free and happy and evolved and also secure with my future. Now, one thing about the universe is if you don't take care of your stuff, then the universe will for you. And that is why a lot of people end up in pain for a long time, because it's the karma. It's not doing their homework. And if you don't follow the lesson and do what you're supposed to do, which sometimes means either saying goodbye to people or careers or residences or friends or even family, and if you don't do it in a nice way, with a smile on your face and a blessing in your heart, well, the bill's still left unpaid. And until you finally pay that bill off, unfortunately, you may be in a pretty painful state. Okay? So be aware this is a pretty volatile period astrologically. Expect the unexpected. Be looking for the karma, and when it hits, know when to process it and how to process it. Okay, I'm Farley Mallaris, and you are listening to a no-forecast Monday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative in Redondo Beach. The fun thing about this show is it's just like a correspondence course. If you have the charts, if you know you were born in the 40s or the 50s, and you're looking down at your chart and you see Libra factor or Cancer factor or Aries factor or Capricorn factor in your chart, then you sit there and you hear a topic like this, you go, well, Farley's talking about me. This topic applies to me. You know, there's many hundreds of thousands of people out there that do have their charts and do have this option to take a topic like this as a major reading that could help them get through this particular period in history. Okay?